Dear friends, I hope that this message finds you well. I am sharing this with you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and we are going to be here for Shabbos. And just wanted to take the opportunity to wish everyone back in Baltimore a good Shabbos. We will miss our beloved Kehila, our extended Mishpacha. Shabbos back in Baltimore, Shabbos in our shul, in our kehillah, in our base medrash, with our Balei Tefillah, with our Nigunim, is an overwhelming and incredible highlight of my week. And as much as it is an absolute zechus, an indescribable zechus, Baruch Hashem, to be here in Yerushalayim, but there's definitely a part of my neshama that very much misses being with all of you on this Shabbos. So just wanted to go into Shabbos, sharing with you a short idea. Thinking about this a lot, kind of on the heels of the week. This past week was our Women's Chizuk Mission, which was really incredible and beautiful and uplifting and cathartic. And I know that everyone who participated came away changed people. We received incredible chizuk from the stories of heroism, from the stories of just incredible and people cut from a different cloth. But I also know that our visit provided much chizuk to our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael during this difficult time. So I'm going to Shabbos Kodesh sharing with you a short idea. The Pasuk says, this is in Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, chapter 39, verse 32. Vayaviu es ha-mishkan el Moshe el o-amoid, ves kol kelov, krosov, krosha, bericha, va'amuda, va'adonov. Torah relates that after the Mishkan was fully created, right, all of the boards, the walls, the curtains, the utensils, everything is there, Klal Yisrael brought everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says, why did they bring now? The Lashon of Vayaviu es ha-mishkan means that literally they brought the structure to Moshe Rabbeinu. So ask Rashi, why did they bring the structure to Moshe Rabbeinu? Shelo hayu yicholim lahakimo. This is interesting. As much as the craftsmen were able to go out and craft the utensils, create the beautiful Kohanic vestments, they were unable to actually physically put up the walls of the Mishkan. Ulefi shelo asa Moshe shum lacha b'mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu had not really participated in the Mishkan up until this point. Therefore, hiniach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu hakamaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Moshe Rabbeinu the zchus of putting up the walls. Shelo hayo yachol lakimo shum adam machmas kovid akrashim. No one was literally able to erect the boards, to erect the walls of the Mishkan, except Moshe, because they were incredibly heavy. Shinko, he goes on, Moshe emido, Moshe Rabbeinu put them up. Amar Moshe v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, on the most basic level, Rashi saying over here something amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu had not participated in the Mishkan up until this point. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the distinct privilege of going ahead and literally putting up the walls of the Mishkan. Too early for anyone else, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. So listen to the end of this Rashi. Amar Moshe efnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, Eich efshar hakamaso ayidei adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I supposed to do this? So literal translation is, how could this structure be put up, be erected by a person? But Pashas, what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, look, I'm one person. What could one person do? What could one person do? If the group, if Klal Yisrael was unable to put up the walls of the Mishkan because they were so heavy, so what could one person possibly do? Armelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds back to Moshe, Asok ata biyadcha nira kimikimo v'huz niskav v'kame elav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, which literally, again, you know, you do your part. You put your hands to it. You make it look like you're lifting it. Nira kimikimo. And it'll look like you're putting it up. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one who puts it up. In other words, literal translation, it's going to stand up on its own. So, bepashtos, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand how he could possibly put up the walls of the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. Just put in the effort, and ultimately you see, I'll chip in, right? The rest will come together. The walls will ultimately end up standing. So, what I wanted to, the Lashon over here, sorry, I shouldn't have put it down. The Lashon over here of Rashi is really incredible. Asuk ata biyatcha. So again, literally, You go ahead and you literally just kind of like hold it with your hands. So the Pasha Pshat and Rashi is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, look, you just have to engage in the process. Try. You put in the effort and don't worry about it. I'll do the rest. But I was very intrigued by Lashon Asok Atabiyatcha Moshe. All you could worry about is that which is within arm's reach. All you could work, Asok Atabiyatcha, just focus on what is in your hands. Asok Ata biyadcha. I was thinking about it. You know, so many times in life, we find ourselves in like overwhelming circumstances, whether it's personally overwhelming circumstances, nationally overwhelming circumstances. And we kind of look at it and we say, you know what? I can't solve this problem. I can't fix this. I can't fix this. And sometimes when we can't fix something, we just kind of resign ourselves to leaving it broken. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispers in our ear, Asuk ata biyadcha. In every life scenario, there is something that is biyadcha. In every life scenario, there is something that is within your hands. There is something that is within your reach. There is something that is within your power. Ah, okay, you can't solve the problem. I can't put up the walls of the Mishkan. I can't erect the Mishkan. Okay, I can't, so to speak, bring the project to fruition, to completion. I can't solve the problem in totality. Asuk ata biyadcha. Identify in life, what's in your hands? What can you fix? What can you do? Where can you affect change? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, focus on that. Focus on that. Leave the rest to me. Asuk ata biyadcha. So whether it's that we look at this current war of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, we say to ourselves, oh, I'm like powerless. I'm one person. I'm one person. We're fighting against an enemy who is capable of just unspeakable horror. I'm one person. I'm one person. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I got it. You and I, we're not going to create victory for this war. Right? You and I, we're not going to navigate, we're not going to orchestrate or choreograph these circumstances for the release of the hostages. Asuk ata biyadcha. What's in our hands? What's in our hands? Tefillah is in our hands. Chesed is in our hands. Loving each other a little bit more is in our hands. Ben adam lechavero. Building ourselves, improving ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I got it. You can't put up the walls of the Mishkan. I got it. Asuk ata biyadcha. Stop focusing on the stuff you don't control and focus a bit more on the stuff you do. In our personal lives, we all have our challenges. Whether it's in our marriage, with our kids, in parnasa, we all have our challenges. And sometimes those challenges feel like the disparate pieces of the Mishkan that are all just standing in front of me. And I'm like, I can't put up those walls. I can't put up that edifice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. Asuk ata biyadcha. Just do your part. Don't focus on the stuff you can't take care of, but focus on the things that are within reach, within your hands. And if we all take care of the things that are within reach, the Mishkan goes up. If we all take care of the things that are within our reach, then there will be peace for Am Yisrael. And if we all take care of the things that are within reach, then Amir Tzashem, every single one, every single last one of our hostages, will Amir Tzashem be reunited with our Mishpachas. And if we do each take care of the things that are within reach, our soldiers will be successful and come back to their families, B'Shalom and B'Karav. If each of us live a life of Asuk Ata B'ma Shebiyadcha, just take care, focus on the stuff that is within your reach, how much better our lives, how much better our people, and how much better our world would truly be. Wishing everyone a good Nerev Shabbos and a good Shabbos from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. And halavai, it should be a Shabbos of Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, which should pave the way for beautiful Besoros Tovos for all of Am Yisrael. Good Shabbos.